I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News another of the declared candidates for the upcoming federal election, Cathy Gavrinich. Welcome, Cathy.
Thank you.
Cathy, I think you're standing for a party that many people won't be familiar with, the Federation Party of Australia, the FPA.
No, the Australian Federation Party, the AFP.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's how new it is. I can't get it right. I thought it's not the AFP. It sounds like the Australian Federal Police.
Well, we've changed the name to AusFed Party as opposed to AFP in most of our printed material to avoid
AusFed Party.
Yeah, to avoid that mistake.
Right.
Has happened a bit.
So I did wonder. Yeah. So that's good. Cathy, you've been around Fremantle for a long time and you're very well known. Mm. What has led you to run for Commonwealth Parliament?
Good question. Well, actually, it was meeting Peter and Ruby Harris. Peter is the leader of the AusFed Party, and actually I met them before the party was formed and invited them to come and do some seminars. I was very interested in what they had to say, and they were looking for a family-friendly venue to do their seminars, so I offered them our space. And upon listening to him, I offered it again, and then again, because I found his perspective to be fresh and refreshing, and got to know them very well, and I guess I've ended up running for the party through that relationship and the deepening of that relationship. When I ended up, my daughter Penny and I ended up travelling with them for the month of January on a Southwest tour and really, really learning about the aims of this party and something I believe in very strongly.
Cathy, to be neglectful of me, and many people will know in any event, that you and Penny, daughter and partner of the late Richard Lane, mm-hmm. and I know it's a difficult time about this time of the year for you, so heartfelt feelings to you. What are the sorts of issues that the party stands for that caught your attention?
I guess the main issues that really the thing that got me was Peter Harris's promise to the Australian people that the AusFed Party will be here to listen to the voice of the people and to bring that voice to the Parliament in its genuine form. Our major promise and our point of difference is that we actually have to take a six-step pledge as a candidate. And the main focus of that pledge is that we will hold monthly town hall meetings. And it's actually the major premise of the party. And I've already held one in preparation. Monthly town hall meetings where we listen to the people of our electorates. And another one of our pledges is that we will always vote for our electorate, not for our party. So I feel that that is what is the standout difference, is no one is expected to toe the party line. If my electorate has a voice that is strongly in opposition to the rest of what's going on for the AusFed Party, it needs to be heard, and we need to go into consultation about how we can include that. And that is the refreshing point for me. It's also going to be quite complex and hard to do, but that's the commitment.
It's a very interesting concept. Yeah. People study political science and different electoral systems and ways of organising democracy. Mm. People sometimes look at the Swiss model, where very often you have local referendums to decide whether to approve some course of action. Mm-hmm. It sounds a little along those lines.
It is. We'll be introducing an app called Democracy in the Palm of Your Hand. And that goes along with other parts of our six-part pledge. We also pledge to not pass legislation in that sort of midnight legislation passing mode, which is terrible.
Work business hours.
Yeah, exactly. Work business hours, listen to the people. We also pledge to run monthly political education seminars where we teach our constituents how democracy works and how they can take part in it. We really want to activate democracy and our premise is representative democracy in its true form. That's what attracted me.
So going back to what you were saying earlier, if there were, let's say, 10 Ausfed Party members of parliament around Australia, and you were the one in Fremantle, and there was some important but contentious issue, in your town hall meeting with presumably registered members of the party told you they were opposed strongly to that proposal, even though the other 9 around Australia were strongly in favour, you would register that view.
I would deliver the voice of Fremantle.
In the parliament.
Yeah, we have a pledge to always have a conscience vote, that our vote will be, that our role is to represent. And of course, the process of getting a clear voice of the Fremantle electorate to deliver would also involve consultation with, you know, the community and people with knowledge in particular fields. So we would workshop those things. And yeah, that's literally the basis of the party is true representative democracy.
Two questions come up. Does the party as a whole have some clear policies about certain things which are important to the members?
100% we do. The language we use within the party is that our policies will always be fluid, because they will always be.
So you're prepared to reconsider them, but as a starting out proposition, what are some of the policies that people interested in voting for you as a member of this party might like to know about now?
Our environmental policies have some points of difference from some of the subjects that are sort of your usual
and what
points
what,
of focus.
What might be an example of that?
Soil regeneration is one of our biggest policy promises, and obviously with consultation. But we have...
Tell me more about that, because soil regeneration, people might understand in a very global sense, but more particularly, what are we talking about?
In regards to the climate, in regards to nitrous oxide in particular, so carbon dioxide and all the talk around that is something you hear a lot about, but we have a focus on nitrous oxide and its effect on the environment, and it's a newer area of study, and you can find a lot about this on our website. If you go to our policy page and you can read further into it, there's also a film called Kiss the Ground, which is on there, that interviews a lot of people in this
developing that topic.
Yeah, that have knowledge in this area. But to quote a little bit from Andrew Messahar, who is the writer of a fair bit of our environmental policy, nitrous oxide is released from the soil when excessive tilling and pesticide usage occurs. It's the silent killer of the ozone. It's 300 times more dangerous than carbon. It lasts 120 years in the atmosphere and is primarily caused by pesticides. If we really want to fix climate issues, we need to address the agricultural industry, and the chemicals that the APVMA allow to pass. Now, the APVMA is the Australian Pesticides Veterinary Management Authority.
So, that's interesting. Just keeping an eye on time today, going from an issue like that, which of course can and is intended to be both global, national and applying
local
within parliamentary electorates, what other issues are there within the seat of Fremantle, as you see it, that would be important to your candidature at this election?
I guess for me, looking at the inner city, the loss of jobs over the last 2 years. As a lot of people know, I run a business in Fremantle, and I've been part of a community support group in regards to the loss of business that has taken place, especially because of the way that has impacted mine and Penny's life. Richard took his life at the end the tail end of the lockdown, we were at a very vulnerable time as a business that impacts your mental health, your ability to sleep. And I, you know, obviously my family has had the worst possible outcome of business failure. It's only through the love and support of the Fremantle community that our business still exists, and I thank every single person for that, who have been involved in that. But I have been part of a support group for other businesses, and on last count, just in central Fremantle alone, there were 96 businesses that had closed over the past 2 years. So I do have a focus on that, on bringing, you know, back the ability to support.
And is that something that you think a federal government in Canberra can play a role in reversing, or is it more state government, or is it more local government, or is it all of them? And how would you see a solution, if there is a solution?
Well, again, the starting place always for the AusFed party is consultation with the community. And although I've had a little practice run with my first town hall just to actually introduce the community to the concept, that would be the workshopping space for it. And that would take time. And I guess it would start local and it would move out from there.
So there's jobs. Are there other local issues that you'd like to develop, expand upon, using a platform in Canberra?
Probably mental health would be a big one for me, and we do see the effects of that in central Frio. But the Fremantle electorate is a large electorate. It's not just, we often think of Fremantle, the town centre. But yeah, mental health, I think they are my two major ones for this community. But having said that, it's not about me, it's about what the community wants. That is our promise, that is my pledge, that I will hold these town hall meetings and I will be asking my electorate, what is it that you feel needs to be taken, you know, to these places? I don't claim to know some of the issues that affect the areas in the greater electorate that I don't participate in.
Yes. I've been asking candidates some questions about some issues that seem to Fremantle Shipping News to be important, and we've banged on a little bit about on the Shipping News. One of them, probably everyone's banging on about this, is the question of climate action. Where do you and the party stand on that? You've mentioned the nitrous oxide issue. More broadly?
Well, I think that is our main area of focus as a starting place. I have been, as an activist over many years, very involved in trying to curtail the pesticide industry. I used to put on the march against Monsanto. So I see that as a very important issue, because these corporate bodies are you know, connected. The, you know, there's lobbying that goes on. There's a lot of sponsorship, and there's some huge financial connections with government and corporations. Now, when you look at the way the damage that is being done by these global corporations to our soil, well, life begins under the soil, and if you're not recognising the fragility of the soil, the mycelium, the insect life, the pollinators, you're not recognising a very huge part of the problem. I'm still learning about the nitrous oxide being 300 times more dangerous than carbon. I'm new to that. I've always been a strong activist against poisoning our soil, our waterways, our insect and bird life, and all of the effects. I'm still learning about this. This will be our main area of focus.
Is carbon still an issue for the party?
Of course it is, of course. But what we're saying, look, we've already been accused of being climate deniers, and we're saying, no, we're not. We see, and we are in agreement with most of what is being, well, you know, the issues that are being spoken about. But what we're wanting to bring is something that is being neglected, and we do feel that that neglect is through the corporate interests that are running, you know, big agriculture. And so there's a lot to learn. If you head over to our website and go to our environmental policies, watch the video Kiss the Ground, and read through the policies. So we're not denying the impact, the carbon issue. We're adding another level that is we feel is being neglected, and that the silence is deafening on.
Can I ask about a couple of other issues?
Yeah.
And you, I don't know if the party or you have developed thoughts about these concerns, but I've asked people who are standing where they stand on something like the creation of a worthwhile Federal Integrity Commission, an anti-corruption body in Canberra. Is there a sort of a clear position on that?
Look, I'm still getting across some of the intention, what's the word, places that we're heading. But I know from my very strong connection and relationship with Peter Harris, the leader of our party, that that's pretty much what we're about. We are all about, you know, revealing corruption wherever it lies. So we'll be right onto it. That's a big promise of ours. How that will be laid out,
we'll have a look at the details.
You know, I'm not running as an independent. I'm running as part of a party, and I will, you know, I'm learning on the job.
Another related issue, which ties into a number of things you've said, concerns political financing, how parties get their money, whether or not it's disclosed in real time, whether there should be caps on how much money a party spends. Does the party have views about having full exposure on political financing?
Yes, we do. How that will be, I'm failing for words right now.
What the policy details will be.
Yeah, the details of that and how that would be executed, I can't answer. But I know the heart of this party. I know the leader of the party as a dear friend. We've had God knows how many discussions, many, many discussions about these issues. We believe in full transparency. We are strongly opposed to silent lobbyists, and transparency and corruption chasers, I would call us.
Cathy, thank you very much for coming, talking to Fremantle Shipping News, and good luck with your campaign. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.